Have you ever had that gut-wrenching moment where you wonder, is anybody even noticing this? Does anybody see what I see? The injustice, the hurt, the lies, the abuse? Well, that's where Psalm 10 takes us. But verse 14 changes everything. David writes, "But you do see, for you know mischief and vexation, that you may take it into your hands." So God sees, God notes, and God acts. That line, "so that you may take it into your hands." It isn't just about awareness, it's about intervention. God isn't watching from a distance like a distracted observer. He's poised to act with holy, righteous force. And notice this. David says the helpless commit themselves to God. And so that means that they hand something over to abandon it into someone's care. The afflicted can do that with confidence because God is not blind to their pain. He keeps score in a way that's just and not petty. So if you feel invisible today, that no one is seeing what is going on, then you need to hear this. God sees you. If injustice has worn you down, then remember, God is taking it into His hands. He hasn't missed a thing. So here are some ways that you can pray based on Psalm 10. God, thank you for seeing what no one else sees. Give me courage to entrust my pain into your hands. And remind me that nothing escapes your justice, not one thing. Here are two peoples that you can be praying for today. BJ and Jill Sanders and their family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also be praying for the people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo as they hear the Inyanja LifeWord broadcast.